Hey, it's Cherie from Big Notes Get Votes, and welcome to the live Q&A. And each week is going to have a different topic. This week is going to be all about creating your own performance opportunities. It's such an important thing. So I kind of thought that it really needed some focus and a little bit of attention because I've noticed that the artists that I work with are really searching for performance opportunities. They're searching to have something to work towards when they're performing. And I think that that's what really keeps us motivated and connected with the, creative journey, shall we say. Now, I like to look at things from a really simple perspective. I like to think about the what, when, where, why, and essentially how of any element of performing, singing, and being an artist. And this is no exception. So, the reason why we want to create our own performance opportunities is so that we have a regular opportunity to perform, to hone our craft, to get used to having an audience, to get used to engaging with an audience. And really, the coolest part that can happen in those situations, aside from you learning about all the different variables that could go into usually go wrong, but go into performing, you learn how to get feedback from the audience. Or you can get that instant sonic feedback about your song choices and the choices that you're making as a singer. So there's really nothing like that feedback, along with getting better at singing, getting better at what you're doing on stage, whether you're playing. And this goes for both covers and originals musicians equally. If you're doing covers, that's a great way, a low pressure way to, basically tell other people's stories. If you don't feel confident in your songwriting abilities right now, there is nothing wrong with covers. I made a career out of covers, both session singing and live performance. So that's an option, just as an FYI. You can actually make a living out of that. So maybe that's a story for another time. One of the things that I think is really important as an originals musician is that you start to build your audience. So you get that feedback. And I've been at performances where, like open mic nights, where from one artist to the next, I can see the power that their singing or their song choices has on the audience. If you're in a bar, often there are a lot of people talking. And this one particular time, this performer got on stage. And she played her first chord, and the whole room literally went silent. And they had been, nattering and chattering, which is what happens. And it was such a powerful moment because I think she can tell in that moment, or you can gauge, what kind of impact your delivery has on a crowd. And that feedback is invaluable in developing as an artist. Now, frequency-wise, so going from why you do this to when you might want to do this, I would highly encourage weekly. I know that sounds a lot, but I really would encourage weekly performances. What I think is important is that we're at least doing a weekly performance. And what that can do is it really does fast track your vocal and performance stamina and just overall confidence, because I think that's what most artists that I talk to are worried about. They just don't, they're not in the game enough to really work out those variables, both with their own voice and then in the environment that can, make a performance really great or potentially make it not so great. And we've all been there. But you learn. With those moments where things don't go exactly as planned, you learn and you learn how to deal with it. I often say to my artists that there are the gauge of a great performance, is vast because it's so subjective and are often our own worst critics. So if you want a gauge as to how poor a performance is, so if you think you've just absolutely died on stage, I can give you three ways that I tell my artists. I tell them, if you pee yourself on stage, if you vomit, or if you die. So if one of those three things happen, you're generally can say that that wasn't the greatest performance, but anything else is a learning opportunity. So you've got to be quite lighthearted about it, because at the front end is where all the preparation and the planning should be going. And then you reflect a little bit and you move on. You make those notes and you keep going. Now, the great thing also about performing regularly is that you get more people to see and hear what you're doing. You get more interest. And you also get to meet other artists and other singers, other musicians, other performers, and you start to create a community in this business. The music business, community is everything. If you want to make a career out of the music business, or a career in music, it's really all about who you know. And coming together as a, I call it my creative squad and a collective, to support one another and help each other out. So this is getting out weekly or performing weekly, creating those performance opportunities is a wonderful way of creating that community. You might even find you can sometimes end up doing things together, which is even better. So no matter where you're at, covers musician, originals musician, starting, a bit more established, emerging, performance opportunities are where it's at. More so, once you go to become an established artist, what's going to set you apart is the strength of your live performance. So it's good to practice when you're in a low pressure environment or you haven't got, you know, thousands and thousands of people. And even then still, I think it's great to go back to that grassroots level performance so that you've got lots of different performance environments and you can remember what it was like in the beginning. Now, where should you be doing this? It's kind of important. So what I suggest, I'm just reading my notes as well. What I suggest is things like the low pressure entry points are karaoke nights, you know, or just going to a karaoke bar, looking for open mic nights in your area. That is a great way of having a regular performance opportunity. Another couple of ways you can do that is via a house concert where you put on a show either in your home or if you've got a friend that has a better kind of lounge room set up, you can go ahead and busk. Or you could actually live stream. So basically what I'm doing right now, but you'd sing a couple of songs and maybe do a little set. You can do a combination of live streaming and house concert with an organization like So Far. And here in New Zealand, we have one called, or here in Auckland, we have one called So Far Auckland. And they facilitate the house. They also facilitate all the live streaming and all the equipment. So, you know, depending on the level that you want to go to, there are a couple of technical or logistic elements that you'll need to start adding into things. Now, at this point, I'm not even talking really about paid gigs, because that's kind of the next level. So I'm talking about things where you're fronting up and the focus isn't so much earning money, but more creating these performance opportunities as practice to hone your craft and to connect with a potential audience or get some kind of performance feedback. Now, the next step are paid gigs. And because of this, there are a lot more, there are a few more moving parts that you have to consider depending on how you're going to navigate this. And I think, even, you know, learning how to audition well is a skill, because here in New Zealand, we don't have a lot of big shows, let's say, where all kinds of different performers can be a part of. But the ones that do, musical theatre or live performances, tend to have audition processes that you need to go through. So it's a good skill to hone as well too. And there are a couple of ways you can do that. And I've got some info. We'll talk about that in another live. Busking is a really interesting one. And now, because I've never busked before, I got in touch with a busking guru, the lovely Sally, and I asked her some questions. What she came back with was so fantastic that I'm going to do a whole special video segment on it, because it's just gold. She is so knowledgeable and has experienced so many amazing things that I think what I'll do is I'll get her on. And we'll either do a Skype interview or get her on live, depending on her hectic schedule, because she's also an amazing songwriter and singer and artist herself. So she started off busking, and it has been something that she was able to earn a little bit of money with. But also, this is an interesting story. I was walking down Queen Street one afternoon, And I saw her busking. This is before, obviously, I knew her. And I was just so blown away. At the time, I was producing this big show, one of the big shows that is here in New Zealand. And we were looking for artists to audition. And I gave her my business card and just said, oh my God, please get in touch. Turned out she couldn't make the show, but we ended up connecting and working together down the track. So I actually found an opportunity that I could see her performing in on a really big stage based on her creating this busking performance opportunity for herself. So you never know. You never know who's going to be around in the audience watching you. Often there's a lot of industry folk. This is at open mic nights. This is maybe even at karaoke nights. Who knows? It depends what they're looking for. But you just never know. So you want to get out there. You want to get your chops up. You want to learn all the variables, all the things that could go right and wrong. And you want to store that in your knowledge bank and then continue to develop as a performer. Now, I know that we're not even talking about like the crafting elements of voice and how you would actually amplify yourself, all of the logistics stuffs, whether you're working with musicians or not, that is definitely a tale for another time. In the sense that because there are so many opportunities or options that you can utilize, it's best that we really focus on that. So at the moment today, my whole goal for this live is to encourage you to create some performance opportunities, live performance opportunities. And sometimes we're just not ready for the absolute live performance opportunity yet, and that's okay. So I've got an option for you that I actually encourage everybody to do. I encourage covers musicians, originals artists. Every performer should be, in my humble opinion, uploading, recording, and uploading a video at least once a week to YouTube. I think it's a great way to do all of the things that I described before without the pressure. You've got the comments option, which you can disable if you don't want to have trolls or whatever, you're not quite emotionally in a space to have that kind of feedback happening. You can turn it off. And you can just send the link to your friends and your family. And with friends and family in mind, you can also just put on a show for your friends and family at a ho at home, or and these opportunities might not, depending on how accommodating your family are. My family had to put up with quite a few at-home performances when I was younger. These could maybe be closer to special occasions. So that'll just be a handful of times throughout the year, and that's okay. The most important thing is that you are working towards something. Now, the video performance or pre-recorded performance is a great option because it gives you the time to prepare. And I use this kind of tool. We don't necessarily pop it up on YouTube, but I ask the artists that I work with to do a song study. And that's where you're taking time to really work through the song. We'll workshop elements of it, and then the end goal would be for them to, or even at the beginning, actually, they would video record themselves like this, so that I've got them at eye level. The camera is at eye level, so I can see any nuances in their vocal delivery. And they send it through to me, and I give them some critiques and some performance tips. Now, you could do this exactly the same way and pop that up on YouTube, or you could create, go a little bit further with the logistics and get into a recording situation where you're using GarageBand or something super simple, or going into a studio or working with a friend who could do a recording for you, and then overlay that over the visual. And I've done it live just because I'm lazy and I like to get things happening in the moment. I've done it where I literally had the track playing in my ear on whatever, iTunes, and then I was just videoing myself, and then I used editing software and I overlaid the backing track into the audio, adjusted the recorded vocal levels slightly, like when I was talking, and then popped it up on YouTube. So it really is just an opportunity to, I guess, in the kindest kind of butt-kicking way possible to say that there really are no excuses to not, there are performance opportunities out there, and it's just a matter of how deep you want to go into it and how much time you want to give to making it happen. And so I guess that's the last thing, is how do you make all of this happen? Well, the first thing is, aside from the pre-recorded options of uploading to YouTube, you can go deep, just do a Google search on YouTube. You can find out little bits of information about how to get a good angle, keywords, tags, all sorts of different things. But bottom line is, it doesn't matter necessarily at this point about marketing or getting it out to people. It's about the point that you're creating a moment in time to work towards a song that you're preparing to deliver. That's the point. That's the point of creating performance opportunities at the core of its being. And then when you're live, the other elements are, meeting people, engaging with the audience, getting feedback, understanding how to navigate your performances both on and off stage, like talking to people. How do you prepare when there's not much time in between acts? There are so many elements that you will learn and figure out only by getting amongst it. Now, when it comes to finding an open mic night, or so far in your country or city, the most important thing you, or the easiest thing you can do is just Google. So keywords are karaoke. If you're looking for a karaoke bar that you can hire a room and practice in, you could search for so far and then put your city's name in there to get the specific location. Or of course, open mic nights, which is my personal favorite, and I do try to encourage my artists to get along to as many open mic nights as they can. It's just the best thing. So you'll need to contact them, and you'll need to get some information as to what the next steps are for you to be able to get on the stage. Now, I would love for you to do that in the next 7 days, and I'd like you to get three names of each of those performance opportunities. So say you're looking for a karaoke bar, get three karaoke bars, because chances are they're busy, they're booked, whatever, and I don't want you to have an easy excuse out. Same with the open mic nights. Get three open mic night names and reach out to them. And also, you might need to look up, aside from so far, look up or research house concerts, and you might find some additional organizations that can assist in putting on a house concert. Or at the very least, you'll find some information on how to put on a house concert yourself. And then you can opt to live stream that, or just go in the kind of conventional route where you just have a group of people over, have some wine and cheese, and make a great night of it. There are lots of tips on how to do a great house concert online as well. And that just depends how deep you want to go. If you're an originals artist, you can opt to charge people or sell CDs if you're not charging. It really depends on the relationship that you have with your host and the way that they navigate, creating their house concert environment for you and for their guests. If I didn't say it already, this is the last thing I'm going to say, who should be doing this? I think every single singer, every instrumentalist, every singer-songwriter, every musician should be creating performance opportunities. I understand for bands or duos or groups that are have a little bit more logistics, it can be a wee bit harder. I still want you to do everything that I outlined today and really, give it a go. It might not be as frequent as weekly, but you could even, if you're a band, record your weekly rehearsals, live stream that. People love to see behind the scenes performance, performances, how you're getting ready for a performance opportunity in itself just kind of up levels your rehearsal to a degree, because you'll be thinking, well, maybe somebody's watching, or I'm going to post this video up. Just find a way to keep upping the ante and getting those performance opportunities happening. Okay. What is next then? Next is you got to get ready to perform. And again, it's a whole different topic that has a lot of moving parts. So that's what I'm going to cover at next week's live Q&A. So it's going to be the same time on Wednesday, 2 p.m. New Zealand Standard Time, which means you've got a whole week to get questions to me. You can pop them right here under in the comments. You can DM me if you're on Insta or messenger me if you are on the Facebooks. If you're watching on YouTube, please leave a comment for me and let me know. In fact, everyone, please let me know what three names or places did you hit up for your performance opportunity for the coming weeks? Did you choose karaoke? Did you choose open mic nights, house concerts, and who you're going to be getting in touch with? And then along with any other questions that you've got about actually getting ready, some performance tips, because that's what we're going to chat about next week. All right, I'm going to go ahead and embed this once it's done into my blog post with the show notes and a few extra bonus tips. So jump on over to bignotesgetvotes.com/blog, and this will be the very first post that you see up there. Have an amazing day. Thanks again for your time, and I look forward to seeing you next Wednesday at the same time. Bye!